And I'm joined in the studio by Jill Valentine from Newcastle, who had always secretly, despite just working and living life as we all do and trying to get by, had always harboured a secret ambition to become an author. Now, was it specifically a children's author, Jill, or just to write a book, full stop?
Well, mainly children's books, but I do have ambitions to do a series of short stories that reflect, like, for grown-ups as well.
And like most of us, life got in the way, and it was when you got ill, you had an illness in your 50s, that you actually thought, yes, you know what, I've got a bit of time on my hands, and why not, you know, reevaluate life a little bit, do something that I've always wanted to do.
Absolutely.
So you wrote your first book, which was Chance, yes, the Cat with Three Legs.
That was right, yes, about my little cat called Chance.
And yeah, we were just saying there, before Fry Hype, we were saying that you found out about self-publishing.
Yes, it was because I'd approached a big publisher in London, and it was going to cost me quite a bit of money to publish, and with them, I had to pay them. Mm-hmm. It's not how you imagine where.
No, when someone gets your script and they go, "Wow, we want to publish this. No. Let's give this lady lots of money."
Well, they said it was too much of a risk, so I did some research, and then I found Publish Nation, who are an organisation that help you to self-publish in London. And they were marvellous, and they helped me to get my books published onto Amazon, and I did my drawings and I did my in Word for the text, and sent that down to them, and then they format everything for you and get it so it's self published and everything's in your name. So once they've done that for you, you own the copyright.
Okay.
So it's not, you don't belong to a big publishing house.
So you've got a couple of copies of your actual physical books there with you in the studio. Did you have, yes, to learn about e-books and that kind of thing as well?
No, not really, because David at Publish Nation did all that for me.
So there was a bit of help out there for you.
Oh, absolutely, yes. And they particularly help people who are just starting out. New people in the UK.
So if there is somebody listening who, you know, thinks, I've always wanted to do that, then perhaps,
yes,
this is the route that they could go down.
I would highly recommend them, yes.
When did you realise that your book was actually doing quite well? Because there's two books now. You mentioned the second there, The Three Christmas Kittens. That's,
yes,
the new one.
Yes, that was the little Christmas book.
So when did you first realise that your books are doing quite well?
Well, it was they, as I mentioned, Publish Nation did a little marketing campaign for me, and on Amazon, and the Kindle version was on a free offer, uh-huh, over a weekend from the 18th of November. And what happened was that the book went, the Three Christmas Kittens book went number one in a certain category.
Fantastic.
So it was children's books, animals, cats category. So you don't imagine that there's that many different categories.
It's specific, but
well,
hey.
It is, yes. It's better than nothing.
It is, isn't it? I mean, you must have been chuffed, though, with that.
Oh, yes. I was really, really thrilled about it, yes. It was felt quite a good sense of achievement. And
I can imagine.
Yes, it was great.
I mean, you mentioned that you still...